Carl, C-A-R-L, Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Date of birth is 1-9-63. Date of visit was 12-6-2024. Mr. Jenkins is a 61-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with atherosclerotic heart disease. During the last visit, it was brought to my attention that he's having chest pain. Nitroglycerin has been provided to him at this time, period. He appears very anemic. He's had rectal bleeding, source unknown, which is causing his anemia. The anemia is also causing some shortness of breath. I'm not sure about the extent of the anemia, but it's close to developing high output congestive heart failure related to his anemia, period. He also has lower extremity edema, 1+ at this time, period. He has DJD pain, shortness of breath, severe weakness and debility. He's, again, no longer interested in any type of workup regarding his cause of rectal bleeding, period. His O2 sat's 91%. He appears weak. He's sleeping 16 hours a day now per caretaker. His KPS score is 40%. He requires help in the plate bed with all ADLs and has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence. He does wear a diaper, mostly because of severe weakness, period. Given his atherosclerotic heart disease, his severe weakness, GI bleed, anemia, high output failure, which is a new diagnosis, orthopnea, PND, weight loss, muscle weakness, protein, calorie, malnutrition. He most likely has less than 6 months to live to the progression of his disease. Patient to be kept comfortable. He appears comfortable at this time on the current medication. No other needs to be addressed and or discussed with the medical director at this time. Thank you. All right, next patient, who's in the queue?
No, guys, that's Yeti. Put that away. That's the dog hair on it. Mitchell sneezed.
It's going to be Samuel Robinson, S-A-M-U-E-L Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. He was born 9-15-63. Oh, you know what? Carl Jenkins was born 7-8-54. So we have to change the date. His date of birth is 7-8-54. So it makes him...
Yeah, like
74 years old. That's on Carl Jenkins. So this one is going to be on Samuel Robinson. He was born 9-15-63. So he is actually 61. How did you get gummy there? I didn't give it to you. We just had donuts. Samuel Robinson. So he was seen on 12-6-2024. Mr. Robinson is a 61-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure. Elona, E-L-O-N-A, the caretaker, tells me that he's having more shortness of breath, more weakness, difficulty moving around. He belongs to American Heart New York Heart Association Class 4 with his congestive heart failure with shortness of breath. His where he has issues with any type of activity causing him shortness of breath and even at rest, period. He continues to have muscle wasting, loss of bowel and bladder, incontinence, increased weakness, high fall risk, 1+ pedal edema, his shoulder abscess that requires IND and antibiotics previously have not resolved. He's staying in bed about 14 to 16 hours a day.
You can't take that over there, babe. You got to keep it here. Come on. At the table.
He has a history of stroke with left-sided weakness, which also contributes to his weakness and difficulty moving about. ADL dependency, 02 side, 93%. Blood pressure is 160 over 88. New York Heart Association class 4. As far as his congestive heart failure is concerned, period. He also suffers from coronary artery disease, hypertension, dementia, confusion, decreased mentation, hypoperfusion, dysarthric speech, shortness of breath, left-sided weakness, history of stroke. Given the natural progression of his congestive heart failure, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.